Do we know it's true?
No. And if you listen to the hearings at the Senate today, repeatedly it was said, particularly by Senator Warner, the Democratic co-chair of the proceedings, that Russia had hijacked our democracy.
Right.
What he means is that the Russians, at Putin's direction, had gone into the Democratic National Committee's emails, which were embarrassing to Mrs. Clinton, given them to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks then released them to damage Mrs. Clinton and put Trump in the White House. This is a very dramatic narrative. And they're saying in Washington that this was an act of war. Let me repeat, Tucker. They are saying this was an act of war. So whether or not it's true is existential. Are we at war?
Right.
I got interested in this, not because it's my expertise, but because one of the things I've studied for 40 years is Russian leadership. I've written biographies. I got interested in Putin. I'm writing about Putin, a long piece now. So I looked into it to see if it made sense that Putin could have or did do such a thing. And I can find not one piece of factual evidence. The only evidence ever presented was a study hired by the Clintons, the DNC, to do an examination of their computers. They concluded the Russians did it. Their report has fallen apart. The question is why the FBI decided to use that private cyber, kind of private detective, let's say, as though the New York police department had decided for a murderer to hire a private detective. Why the FBI didn't do their own investigation?
Wait,
and that's all we have. When Clapper, the head of whatever it's called, Director of National Intelligence, signed that report in January, technically he represents all 17. I'll bet you a dime to a nickel you couldn't get a guest on, unprepared, who could name 10 of them. This figure 17 is bogus. But the point here is critical. The one agency that could conceivably have done a forensic examination on the Democratic computers is the National Security Agency. We learned from Snowden, they're in your computer, mine, our e-phones.
Yes.
Everybody else who signed that report said they were highly confident. The NSA said it was only moderately confident. You don't get married based on moderate confidence. You don't go to war with Russia. You don't stage this theater that's going on in Washington that which could destroy a presidency. But there's one other thing, and let me leave you with this. When they admit they have no evidence, they fall back on something else, which I think is very important. They say Putin directed Russian propaganda at us and helped elect Trump. I don't know about you, Tucker, but I find that insulting because the premise they're putting out in Washington in this hearing is that the American people are zombies or lambs that'll find, I'm mixing my metaphors, any Judas goat anywhere Putin leads them. It's the premise of democracy that we're democratic citizens, that we have a BS detector in us and we know how to use it.